Every February, we celebrate the birthdays of Lincoln and Washington. But what about some of the other lesser-known individuals who occupied the White House? Today, we feature the man who served after Lincoln. The President's Story is next on this edition of The American Countryside. When Andrew Johnson's father died, his mother found her young son a job.
She apprenticed him to a tailor as a means of giving him a trade to earn money in future years, and he ended up running away from his apprenticeship and had a $10 reward out for his return.
Kendra Hinkle at the Andrew Johnson National Historic Site says he took up the trade he once hated and received the schooling that would make him a career politician.
He hired people to read to him while he worked in the tailor shop, so his education was kind of ongoing that way.
Johnson was the only Southern senator not to give up his seat in Congress, a move that led him to be appointed military governor of Tennessee by Lincoln in 1862. Lincoln would later ask him to hold an even more important office.
The choice of him to be vice president was a symbolic joining of the North and South. It was a Southern Democrat with a Republican Northerner.
Johnson was vice president only a few months when Lincoln was assassinated. He became unpopular with Congress for his many vetoes of their legislation. It was his refusal to obey their tenure of office act that would cause him the most trouble.
They said he could not remove a member of his cabinet without congressional approval, and he thought that was unconstitutional, so he fired his Secretary of War. They responded by accusing him of high crimes and misdemeanors. He went through the impeachment trial, but he was acquitted by one vote necessary for two-thirds conviction, and he finished out his term in office.
Senator Ross from Kansas voted not guilty on the charge of impeachment. His one vote kept Johnson in office. It also ended Ross's career in politics. After serving as president, Johnson was elected to the Senate, but only served a few months before he died in office. Traveling the countryside in Greenville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.